Hello, Why Not Callers. This is Steve Bell Canyon, along with Bruce Mr. Outwatch, for the Why Not Comment Tape for the 19th of August, 1979. Oh, been a rough one. We've actually been on schedule for a couple of weeks. We're going to hope to keep up your expectations. Like usual, we'll be taking all of our input on Friday, and most likely Saturday night or Sunday morning, the comment tape for the next week should come out, barring any special editions or editorials or anything like that. So before we go on any further, I'm going to go ahead and play the first comment for you, and on this 30-minute tape, we're back to 30. We're running 45 for a while, but so we're going to keep on 30. Also want to mention, as of the beginning of next week, Why Not will have its Los Angeles diverter up to give the people out in Los Angeles a chance to call Why Not toll-free. And you'll have a lot more information about that, including the phone number, which hasn't been established yet. The phone number will be announced on the next page. And now, after a little more Blue Oyster Cult, we shall begin.
This is Talking of the Park, or PCP, back from a vacation in Texas, and I've got some public information phone numbers for you. For your beach goers, there's the beach conditions for Malibu, Zuma, Rio Carrillo, and South Bay beaches at 457-9701. That'll give you the latest beach conditions as a morning and afternoon update. At 780-4993, there's Banff Nice Airport information and temperature and flying conditions for pilots. There's Telmed at 885-1717, or for other places in Los Angeles, 637-8887. If you call up, they will send you a brochure, and you request to keep my number. At 894-6551, there's Parents and Friends of Days. That's, if you have a friend or whatever that's a fag, they will help you solve your problems with them. And don't make any jokes on them, because they really look kind of serious. For the Jews out in the audience, there's Sure Hope for Israel, Shalom and Hero Israel. The numbers, the West Valley number for that is 887-7015. And for the Van Nuys in East Valley, it's 981-1090. And there's another one for the Valley, 368-7379. Sort of a little something, an observation from what I think I can tell of the phone wheel. That from the way that Bruce and Steve have been talking on these commentates since I started lining up, I have a feeling that Bruce is an only child, and or the youngest in a number of children, and that Steve is the oldest, either by himself, or he has younger brothers and or sisters. I come to this conclusion by their voice, their talk, and that younger brothers and sisters seem to talk a different way, and so do only children, and older brothers and sisters. That'll be all from PCG this week. Goodbye.
Well, Paul, you got one right and one wrong. It is true, I am the oldest. I have one younger sister, but you got it wrong about Bruce. Bruce is not an only child, he is. One brother and one sister. His brother is older, and his sister is younger. You're pretty good. Yeah, most people would have gotten them both wrong. And I think that's kind of neat how people can sort of tell your personality and things like that, and, you know, little pieces of information on how your voice sounds. And I've always been interested, you know, sort of in that kind of a psychological standpoint, how you can sort of detect people's voices and things like that. If anyone else has any viewpoints on that or ideas, leave a comment. We'd love to hear about you. Next.
Hello, Bruce, Steve. This is C. Wild and Crazy Guy. I'm calling in reply to Shelley of Terminus question. Steve, the Wild and Crazy Guy, yours truly, is 15 years of age. Yes, 15 years of age. Thank you, Steve. Thank you, Bruce. I will speak to you later. Good luck.
Yes, I really don't think that they should have made a big deal out of this. Rosemary, or whoever this person was for some call, we don't even know what reason. Half the people don't know what reason. They don't even have to make a big thing out of it. You can at least share it privately. because other people call to see, other people call to, hear, other, you know, comments and stuff, and not a big situation. I mean, if it's not big, why don't they put on the news? I just called to tell you that because you guys are going way too far, in my opinion. Just a little bit, you know, pushing it. I think you should handle the matter privately. Otherwise, your phone line is really, you know, great, terrific. You should have another number too, because, and also probably because the, every time I call, it's busy. So, in the mention of there's any joke line, joke, that's a joke, not comment line, please announce that as well. You're doing a great job. Okay, thank you.
Okay, well, thanks for the comment. We'd appreciate it next time if you'd leave your name, though. It sort of sounds a little better. At least we know who we're talking to. Hey, if you you made a request for numbers for other joke and comment lines, and every 3 months or so, we'll be publishing a brand new list, and every month we will be publishing our monthly newsletter. And if you'll mail your self-addressed stamped envelope or 25 cents, whichever the case will be, you'll get the material for that month to mail it to Why Not PO Box 3904 Woodland Hills, California 91365. And if you'll write in before, I'd say about the 25th of each month, you'll get the following month's newsletter and all materials that will be included. And next.
Hey, hello, party.
Hello.
This is Kevin Northridge and
Brian Haywow.
Haywow.
Second
Right. Yeah. And there is a conference, and it works, Bruce, if you don't play this common law regulation, your nose and your glasses. And it's the number 787-909-901. You've all heard it before.
Yeah, but it wasn't working then, and now it is.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
Perfection. It's a three-way conference.
Yeah, right now it's running monitored.
Right.
So no touch toners.
Right. And it's not hard to get into either.
Yeah, see? Hello. Yeah, hold on. We're leaving a comment on Line Up right now.
Yeah. Who just came on?
Who just came on? Yeah, see, Rich Woodland Hill just came on, and he thinks it works good, too.
Otherwise, he wouldn't be on. So Why Not callers? Why don't you call 787-909-901? Don't be an ass, Brett. Call today.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Yeah, that's true. The line that was originally intended to be called Supersonic is going to be called Hey Wow, and it's a three-line conference. Once again, that number in area code 213 is 787-9991. And it's not as popular as the Van Nuys conference at this time, maybe more popular by the time this is being recorded, but go ahead, give it a try. Maybe you'll get in. Next.
I think that drugs are making us more intelligent than we really are. Thank you.
Well, to tell you the truth, I kind of disagree. Drugs are kind of, in a way, reducing the potential of the human mind, I feel. I'm not saying that people are really less intelligent, but just darn as bright as they could be if they didn't get involved with them at all. If there's any other, you know, replies to this comment, please leave them on the next tape. Next comment, please.
The duration of Park, came a comment, and I'll say, you know, it's been a while, ever since this thing started. I remember in the beginning how terrible it was, but it's gotten a lot better, and it's really a good line, and, just want to know, would you have yet a date when you might be getting your touch tone in? So, goodbye.
Well, Gary, we don't have an exact date at this time, but right now we're come across an equipment problem. What we need is a piece of surplus equipment, which is included with some present equipment. What it is, it's a 24V4 repeater, which is kind of an amplifier for phone lines. If anyone can give us any information on how to obtain one, we'd appreciate it. That's really one of the key pieces we need for our touchstone access system. After we get that or something equivalent to it, we'll be up and going. Nick?
Hello, Why Not callers? This is ACDC calling at 12:33 p.m. on Friday afternoon. And This is a comment to the Watch Towers. Regina, on the previous dual phase tape, you were referring to the tape that Wynock ran Sunday through Tuesday, which was the first comment tape for this week. And you said, and I quote you, anyone with any class such as Brian would not have played that tape because the majority of the comments on that tape were derogatory towards you. Well, Regina, if you go by the book, which you so often quote, a comment line is a line to express public opinion. Now, if Bruce had to run two tapes that week of the same length, then obviously 50% or half the comments that week were derogatory towards you. And 50% definitely constitutes a public opinion. And I praise Bruce for doing that because it was important, and that's what the public wanted to hear, because that's what the public said. So you should realize that's where you're shooting your mouth off about people with any class. And I think Bruce has one of the highest reputations, at least towards me, in the phone world. And I think he had a lot of guts to stand up to you because you are an important phone figure. And I think anybody with the strength and the courage to stand up to you deserves whatever he can get. So, Regina, the hell with you. We don't care. This is ACDC. I bid you good day.
Hi, I just want to say, you know, I was surprised to stop reading comments about Regina. I mean, everybody knows what she did was wrong. And if everybody keeps calling and saying, you know, what she did was shitty and all this stuff, then, I mean, that's all you're going to get on the whole tape. And I don't really want to hear that 50 times over and over and over with different voices. So don't leave any comments on Regina. Later.
Well, the Why Not the staff agrees fully. We wanted to end the matter on the last tape, which we stated we did. If anybody has any, you know, more comments for him, you know, please, we're trying to get on to other things. If you've got something really important to say, of course, we're going to play it, because Why Not will play whatever anybody wants to say, as long as it's, he says something, it isn't just a bunch of noise. But we'd like to get onto other subjects. There's many world problems and current crises and situations, both good and bad, that are occurring around us. And I'm sure there's a whole lot of good comments out there that people just aren't saying because they just can't think of them at the time. So, hey, kind of prepare a comment. Think about something really interesting to say or something that you just happened to you or it's going to happen to you. You're going on vacation, you want to tell us about it, whatever. Give us something interesting. We're trying to get away from what you're hearing now on the line, because I'll tell you the truth, it's rather boring, both directions. Me here in the studio listening to it, and you out there listening to it after we put it on tape. So we'd like to get some new material on there, and hey, I'm sure everybody will really appreciate it. Next.
Yes, I'd like to know why when your son was out of order a couple days ago, instead of just saying we're sorry, it's out of order, you went through the whole deal making us sit there and listen to your goddamn sermon. This is why not. There you go. We know that. Well, I just want to know. I think that was pretty stupid.
The main reason that we do run the trouble tapes on Why Not, there's a couple reasons. One, we run a trouble tape to let you know that the line is still up, and we are working on whatever broke at the moment so that you'll know that we will have the line back up in normal operation shortly. Also, it is on there to keep operators from putting through collect calls, and especially third-party billings, which is you telling the operator that you want to charge it to your home phone, and that's when she calls up to check the number. She hears that, and she won't put your call through.
And finally, your question. You asked why we go ahead with the Why Not introduction thing just completely as normal, make you listen through all that. Well, a very good reason. We want to let you know, like Bruce said, that we're still around and we've got to identify the line. Maybe someone called by accident. Okay, stand by. This tape will be auto-reversing momentarily. I have a few brief observations to make before we go on to our comments. These observations are about another line, another comment line in our area called dual phase, which we've been having some trouble lately. On the 13th, late Monday evening, they claim to be running input all that evening and into the morning, especially since Bruce wanted to leave a rebuttal to his last comment on that line, which was going to be a comment voiding out his prior comment, which was the apology. We wanted to make it clear that he wanted to void out the apology completely. And when Dan said he's going to be running input all evening and all morning, We then, after many, many attempts to call, we called Dan back. It was around midnight. And out of the clear blue sky, Dan said that he decided to stop input earlier, and he was then going to be putting on a 12-minute loop tape, which is shorter than his usual tapes. And we just wanted to see if that was true. We tried calling all morning. It was constantly busy and seemed to be forwarding somewhere. We couldn't tell what was going on. Later, we found out that day that what had happened was it was forwarding to itself. We got that information from a phone company official. And what it seemed is Dan finally did put out his 12-minute loop, but he put it out earlier in the day, later in the day, I should say, and just deliberately lied to us, mainly because he did not want Bruce to get in the comment that Bruce intended on putting on, because as if you've heard that tape, he sort of exploited Bruce playing with his apology like that, and here at Why Not, we don't think that was too funny, to tell you the truth, not just because it was Bruce, because it was anybody that was not funny, it was just exploiting somebody, and wasn't fair at all. Dan seems to be enjoying his lying a little bit too much. He seems to be putting words in people's mouths by editing out their comments and playing with them, making him say funny things as if he did with Bruce. Dan made a statement to the public on that tape. He said he is doing this for public enjoyment and his own enjoyment. And we feel he's doing it a little bit more for his own enjoyment, since he kind of enjoys putting words in people's mouths and making them say funny things. And he also seems to be playing comments just that will go along to his own opinion. He won't play both sides of the story. Here on Why Not, we will always play both good and bad. If you've got a comment putting down Why Not, we'll play that. If you've got a comment for Why Not, we'll play that. Either way, we will always play both sides of the story. We will play what we get. We will never edit out comments making people say things. The only time we will ever edit a comment is in extreme length, in which we'll try to hurry it along a little. But if you've got a statement to make and it's to the point, we will play it without chopping out one word. Sometimes if you leave about two or three comments all leading on the same basic statement, we may put them together. We will not miss one idea, not one. That's our complaint about Dan, mainly because he had to go ahead and play that little chop-up tape and did not allow Bruce to make his rebuttal. So now I'm going to turn the mic over to Bruce, and Bruce is going to say the same comment that you tried to say on Dual Face two times. By the way, Dan's new tape is up now, and Bruce left a nice comment, nothing dirty, nothing anything that would not be played, but merely saying the same thing you tried to do in the last tape was going to be a rebuttal, a void to his last comment, but Dan couldn't play that because he's just trying to make a fool out of Bruce, and I don't think that's fair. Now I'm going to let Bruce say what he's been trying to say in the last two Dual Phase tapes.
Yeah, and now I'm going to give you a brief idea of the kind of comment that I tried putting on Dual Phase, but he did not play it because it would really cramp his style in running his line. I basically voided the comment that we were thoroughly apologizing for the Regina tape because we really didn't feel such. We really felt that we were not apologizing for the whole tape. We were just apologizing for the fact that we might have overdone it a little bit, but the basic principle that we did do it, we were not sorry for doing it, and we really think it felt it served the purpose. I also mentioned the fact to Dan that I really did not like the way that he was editing comments to fit his own will, and not playing comments that did not fit his own personal idea of what his line should be, because he was doing it for his own fun. And I basically left him a comment that unless this comment was played, and in its entirety, there would be severe repercussions. And Dan, you threatened war, you're going to get it. They think that's just about it, so let's get a little few more comments before the tape's over. Next.
Hi, my name is Kara. I live in Northwood. It's 2:53 on a Friday afternoon. I just saw the movie Amity Go Horror, and it's not that scary, but what I would be up there to go see it and tell me how you like it. Some of you will like it, some of you won't, but I hope you take the time to go see it. It's worth seeing, I think. Well, I gotta go. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Okay, Karen, thanks for calling Why Not, and I've seen the picture already and rather like it myself. I don't know anybody else with an opposing viewpoint can leave a comment next week. Also, as you can see, we kind of edited your last name out of there. We try to avoid the use of last names here on Why Not, purely so people can keep themselves anonymous and not get any crank calls or anything that would come along with having your last name announced over the line like this. So next time, you know, try to leave your name and your city, and hey, usually that seems to work out pretty good because most of the people leave their comments just like that. Next.
This is the Why Not Weekly Late Update with your host, the Wild and Crazy Guy. Jay Welch, formerly Supersonic, is now running conference from 10 o'clock p.m. to 2 a.m. and off and on when he feels like it. Zygod at 989-3399, being run by Brian Feedback, has been down for nearly 3 weeks now. Brian says it shall be up soon and in service. Next story. For the fabulous TSPS, here's an ABC monitor. When it is not monitoring in the fall, it will be telling you what is coming up. It is at 213-837-7228. The feedback jump quiz, I'd like to correct, as I said, it was last Thursday from 8 o'clock p.m. to 8:53 p.m. in John of North Hollywood 1. Leading the world of phone freaks and into wild and crazy facts, we have some movie trivia. For all you alien fanatics, John Post Studios is now putting out alien masks, the facehugger, and the alien head itself. For more information, write John Post at 8211 Lancashire Boulevard, North Hollywood, California, 91605. Movies in the making. Star Wars 2 of The Empire Strikes Back is coming up, with all the original cast and some new heroes. National Lampoon is putting out Jaws 3 People Zero, a spoof on the first two movies. Superman 2, of course, coming out very soon, being still in service in London. Superman will marry Lois in this new movie. Chomps, Hanna-Barbera's first live-action movie about a bionic dog, as critics say. It's exactly what it is. It's about a home protection system, a bionic dog. Beyond the Poseidon Adventure, which just opened, is a movie about after what happened after Poseidon has exploded in the end and sank. Does not star many of the old stars, but it does have some new stars, including Carl Malden. There was a Star Wars party this Wednesday in North Hollywood. There was a costume party. If you came wearing a costume, you went in for free. I did go to that and attend it. It was really excellent, and they showed Star Wars for the first time for the last showing for 6 weeks until 1982, I believe. And they showed some coming attractions from The Empire Strikes Back, new movie coming out. That was really exciting. And last in the news, for all you Disneyland fans, there's new Disneyland opening in Tokyo. And all new 600 acres with all new rides and attractions. So you can look forward to that. This news has been compiled by the smallest news staff, myself, and it is courtesy of Why Not and the Wild and Crazy Guy. Thank you very much, and have a good day.
Okay, Wild and Crazy Guy, we appreciate the comment. Sounds good. You had a little bit of trouble getting the music steady there, but in the long run, it sounded a lot better than last time. And for your information, that ABC monitor that the Wild and Crazy Guy did let you know about, that is up and is working. We did check it. Ha, ha, ha. And also, he mentioned that feedback that runs, Brian Feedback, who runs the local Zygot at 989-3399 has been down for 3 weeks, which is correct. Responsible sources have said that the machine did blow up here at Why Not. We feel this is due to it being hit by Skylab, since, strangely enough, the day after Skylab fell, many comment lines in Joe Klein's in the Los Angeles region have encountered strange problems, and due to the fact of Skylab falling and destroying the machines into smithereens. Next comment.
Yeah, I'd like to, this is Jack San Diego, I'd like to inform everybody that there's a new conference line in San Diego. It's 714-281-5525. And number again is 714-281-5525. Just charge you if you call on distance. So that's all I know about it.
Okay, Pat, appreciate the comment. And everybody, that is a valid conference. We checked it out. We checked it up to 5 lines here at the studios. and all five, at least a five-way conference, maybe more. So only your own ingenuity and imagination could be its bound. So call it up. The number in area code 714 is 281-5525. Like I said, at least a five-way conference, maybe more. Next.
Yes, this is the Wild and Crazy Guy. Hello, everybody. So I would like to know, whatever happened to your Echo machine that you were using on your first tape? Whatever happened to the Echo machine? And also, I can make a comment. I'm nothing but very nice with Dan Dewolf related to Bruce Outwatt's comment on the last tape. Thank you very much. This has been the Wild and Crazy Guy.
Yes, we still have our Echo machine, and it's working very well. And to Dan, with your big $3,000 four-track, I still think we can do better on a nice, simple, echo. And if you want an Echo War, Dan, you'll get it, because we do like our nice little
concert tone. Echo.
Next time, please.
Hello, this is Lisa from Tri-Grammar. Last week I left a comment, and you never played it, so I figured, well, maybe you didn't get it, and you didn't want me, but I'm going to try again. Okay, what I was wondering is, I heard something about that you can call a certain number, and then you hang up or something, and then your phone rings back. And I was really curious about what the numbers were. So if you know anything about that, I'd really appreciate if, you know, you told me what they were. So, thank you.
Well, Lisa, because of natural regulation, the numbers you're describing are considered test numbers, and we are not permitted to give them to you on the line here. But if you will, write into our P.O. Box and send an SASD to us with your request, we'll send you the current newsletter, which will include all these special little fun numbers on it. Now, I'll give you the address one more time. It's Why Not P.O. Box 394, Woodland Hills, California, 91365. Please write in with your request with a self-addressed stamped envelope. Next.
This is Larry from Lackland Air Force Base, Texas, telling you how fucked the Air Force can be at times. Right now, I'm standing in a phone booth, watching all the dumb shit airmen go by. I want to give a special welcome to Steve Bell Canyon and Bruce, whatever name he uses. And I want to let everybody know that Larry Canova Park will be back in L.A. sometime in December. All full of good jokes and all kinds of other bullshit. Thank you!
Hello, I'm Wayne Van Eyes, and I've just recently been calling, and I really like this line, Why Not? And I've been listening to like the last few tapes on the thing with the tuner, and I'd like to know like why she calls people names and what her problem is, like as if why does she think she knows everything, and does she really, or does she just like to upset people? Because you know, it's really interesting to see how she tells everyone what to do. Like, is she so perfect herself? Thank you.
Well, Elaine, our debates go back pretty far. I really don't want to get into this too much because it would take too much time out to explain the whole thing. I do want to get a few more comments. So keep listening and be sure to call the other lines like dual phase, and you should eventually get the whole story exactly what's going on. Next.
Oh, hello, honey. This is Teddy Girl.
Well, hello, Pat. Sorry we missed your comments this time, but as you know, you left us a pretty good long one, so they'll definitely be on the next tape. Callers, we will only be taking input on Friday properly. Very little input, just enough to fill the next tape, because we have a lot of overflow from this tape. Remember, our Los Angeles diverter, we should be announcing it on the next tape, the number and everything, to give you LA callers a chance to participate in Why Not. So that's about it for this tape. For Bruce, Mr. Outwatch, and myself, Steve Bell Canyon, we shall see you next tape, or keep talking next tape.
Yes, this tape will repeat momentarily.